PGIM TEC Briefs, August 9, 2022, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. $400M in supplemental projects announced. Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. PJM Transmission Owners last week, led by Dominion Energy, presented the Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee with more than $400 million in supplemental projects. Dominion outlined 13 supplemental projects totaling $366 million. All but two of them are the result of data centers or other, end quote, customer service, end quote, drivers. PJM has designated Dominion to construct a $603 million, end quote, immediate need, end quote, project to address short-term reliability issues resulting from data center growth through 2025. In addition, UGI presented a $33 million project to construct a new 230 kV switchyard and two 230 kV supply lines of about 2.5 miles to serve a new large load customer in the Nanticoke area. Pepco presented plans for a $420,000 project to upgrade an obsolete relay on the 230 kV Ritchie Oak Grove line at the Oak Grove substation. PECO Energy said it will add a third 230/13 kV transformer at its master distribution substation to relieve surrounding substations and provide capacity for growth at a cost of $800,000. $24M in additional transmission upgrades needed for Cheswick retirement. PJM is recommending $24 million in additional transmission upgrades to address thermal violations resulting from the March 2022 retirement of the 567.5 megawatts Cheswick generating plant in the Duquesne zone. The Springdale, Pennsylvania plant was the last coal-fired generator in Allegheny County. In August 2021, PJM said its analysis concluded that new and existing baseline projects would resolve any problems resulting from the retirement. But the RTO told the TEAC last week that it had discovered and, quote, missing N1-to-1 thermal violations and frustrating a review of the analysis results using 2023 summer and 2027 summer load flow models developed this year. End quote. The further investigation confirmed that there was an issue in the study file used for the N1-to-1 thermal analysis performed in 2021. End quote. PJM said, the RTO is proposing the installation of a series reactor on the 138 kV Cheswick Springdale line and a transmission line rearrangement that includes the replacement of four structures and reconductoring the Duquesne portion of the 138 kV Plum Springdale line. The projected in-service date is December 31, 2024. Operating measures have been identified to address reliability problems before then. The RTO said it also was conducting reliability analyses for the retirement of NRG Energy's Joliet Units 6, 7, and 8 planned for June 1, 2023 in the ComEd zone and the Dickerson combustion turbine scheduled to retire in the Pepco zone on October 23, 2022. The Joliet plants, which were converted to gas from coal 6 years ago, are closing because of the Illinois Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, or CGA, which requires the state to eliminate carbon emissions from its electricity sector. Officials said the Vineland CT in the A zone can retire as scheduled on October 10 after an analysis found no reliability violations.